I just wanted you to share your perspective, because I think being good at something is one thing, but being able to communicate that to other people and teach them is a whole different skill that you need to develop. Patience, communication skills, because it's like you can be good at a sport, but then when it comes to coaching somebody in that specific sport, you might be very, very bad at.
Exactly.
And you need to work on that type of stuff. So kind of take us through that experience too. What was that like?
From being good at something to learning to being a sensei of something.
Good at sensei, yep.
Yeah. I'm still learning to this day. I learn every... I know enough to know that I always get to learn, and that's beautiful. Now, people that say, yes, I know this, I know everything. If anybody ever tells you, yes, I know everything about this topic and I can make your dreams come through, like I'm so knowledgeable, literally look at them strange, turn around and run away. Because they're a demon.
I'll break that down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it like that,
but... Yeah. Because
that's kind of like no one knows so much pride that they know everything.
You're never done in reality, don't really know this world, bro.
But because in reality, don't you think that that's when they would really not know much? Because the more look, here's the thing. I think this is a very simple thing that I realized recently. Actually, is the more you know, the more you don't know. It's just as simple as that. The more you understand so many things around you, the more you actually know that there's so many things that you don't know. That's what you learn with the relationship with God, bro.
The more scales wiped from your eyes, the more you can see.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Wild. And that's why I love our Sunday services too, is when we start from the Genesis, that's when you see the most there, is that you see the power of God, and it makes you understand who you really are.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking down and you see your nakedness type of situation.
Absolutely.
You see who you truly are. And that is what makes you humble, is that relationship with God. And understanding that you really don't know anything and you need to learn so much humbly. When you talk to somebody, no matter how much you think and have the evidence to know that you know more than them, there's just so many things that you can learn only if you open up your mind to learning more. That's all.
No, yeah, of course. The only reason why I said I want to put it in that way is because turning back and running away from them is you're not like teaching them what is right and how to kind of... Like, balance that thinking of, like, you know, I know everything, and
that's why
I love talking to you. Yeah. You guys always got a flip perspective on me, and I appreciate that.
But it's, I understand, you made a joke too about it.
Yeah, I was making a joke. I wouldn't run. I would stand there and just pillar on them and be like, Do you know not what you see?
And then you would test them on it?
Yeah. No, I don't know, dude. I don't know what I do. I'd probably spontaneously combust or something.
What is combust?
Explode.
Like fire.
Christian, I want to say too, because back explode to like...
love. Yeah, I'll explode my love all over them. Pause. All right.
Do you feel like you learn? Like, because what I found, like, when I really want to, like, get really good at something, the best way for me to learn is to be able to teach it.
Yeah.
The more that I teach it and, like, I either walk someone through it or... if I speak it, the more that I understand, if I understand what I'm talking about, right? Because if you can just come out and say it and give advice on it and like explain it well, that's how you kind of like almost know that you kind of understand it in a sense. Like, do you feel like you learn more when you teach?
So what you just said, thank you for saying that. Number one, it's very true. The best thing about teaching is you validate the things you know and you learn further. Because like watching other people learn things, they might do something different. You're like, wow, I never thought about it like that. And you could like see the way they could, because, you know, especially with cooking and different types of arts, like culinary arts, there is different ways to get to the same endpoint, but the techniques to do so are the knowledge, you know what I mean? And then to know what techniques to place where, and that can be, you know, put anywhere in life. But yes, teaching helps you learn so much further. Mm-hmm. And patience, like when you're really good at something and you become like you have an expertise, that's when you really need to check your ego as much. I think teaching helps you check your ego instead of just being like, some kind of like competitor or some kind of contender, mm-hmm. you are now
like keeping the information away. Like, oh, yes, I'm not gonna teach you. Never
gatekeep information, man. That's information gatekeepers, dude. I don't want to go on a side rant of that, but
no, I don't think you would be.
No, you can't do that. That is an
interesting one. There are a lot of people that, and at some point, I'll be honest, I was that type of person too. It's like when you know, and especially when you are a business owner and stuff, mm-hmm. you really understand that you want to at some point kind of keep the information as if somebody else is going to steal it.
Right.
But you never know. They might already know what you know, but you're just hiding it for what?
So here's the thing. I think if people hide information, that means they're scared somebody's going to do what they're doing.
Better than them, right?
But if you're doing what you're doing to the highest of your capability and you know you're killing it, you will have no problem sharing any information with anybody because, number one, you know that there's enough whatever is there to go around. And there's number two, you know that they're not going to do it like you. They're going to do it like them. And you know that you just help spread whatever you taught this further into the world, and they're going to do it like them, which has its own beautiful uniqueness. And then you're still going to do it like you, which is the original with its own beautiful uniqueness, instead of trying to gatekeep and say, no, only I, which is the worst thing.
Exactly. And you're doing God's work when you do that, when you share, because he gives you that gift and the ability to go as far as coming up with an idea that is very good to the point where now you want to keep it. Mm-hmm. That's just you kind of not wanting to share that gift, right?
Yeah.
So same with when God gives us, we mentioned this with Eugene too, is when God gives us that love and he saves us and the Holy Spirit comes in, mm-hmm. we want to give away that love. Absolutely. We don't want to just keep it and say, oh, I feel so in love and God loves me so much. I just want to, you know, stay still and just do nothing and just absorb the love. But no, you want to give away the love. You want to give away the light. Same with that ability and skill. Exactly. And when you have that God-given gift to come up with ideas like that, mm-hmm. and articulate things in a very different way, in a business, entrepreneurial way, you would want to give that away because, one, the more entrepreneurs there are and the more people find ways to develop a business in a way that helps people, mm-hmm. the better for the world. Here's the thing. You have, let's say, this is my example. You have 10 great ideas. We're back. We had some technical difficulties, guys, as you saw something happen.
The power of love, I think it was, right?
Could be. The power of love turned off. It's back on. It was beautiful. So the point that I was trying to make with giving it away is, this is the example. When I realized this is when I really understood that there's no point of keeping anything. And this goes around with so many other topics too. But specifically, since we're talking about the ideas, right? You have a great idea. You keep it. God forbid you die. Now, people don't really know the ideas, and that idea could have impacted the world positively, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you kept what? Nothing. You kind of took something good from the world,
yeah,
because of your selfishness. And because of your selfishness, the great idea died with you, type of thing.
Yeah.
Because when the gift is given to you, share it. That's love.
Yes.
And when you have an understanding, that's why I think it's kind of crucial to, not kind of, it is crucial to believe in God, is because you understand that perspective that God gives you something as a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So you give it back with blessing.
And the when only you don't have thing, that, the,
that's the only thing you
I think the to. One thing it boils down to, people, that if we're talking about sharing or not sharing information or in that situation, if like this person died and they had something that could have benefited the world, they literally let fear paralyze their thoughts,
right,
to the point where they couldn't help the world. Love and selflessness, fear and selfishness.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think they're very
two different together. Opposite things, and they can't coexist. You can't same when the Bible says too, you can't have fear and love together.
Yeah.
You can't serve two masters.
You can't have light in the dark, bro.
Exactly. Like, those two things don't really align, and that's why...
How about a healthy fear, though? Because we do talk about that, having the fear of, like, using the God's gift in the right way. That's still a fear.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, that good fear of knowing that there's authority above you, and having that fear that you shouldn't... Like, you should try not to fail in that regard. Yeah, yeah.
I have a healthy fear of God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That can come from that healthy fear of God too, right? That you don't want to be selfish. You don't want to cling on to the gift that God gave you. Something that you discovered in your path of life. You have that fear from God, of God, that you don't want to be selfish, because at the end of the day, you know that you're not really taking anything with you in reality. So I'm talking about the type of fear where, and I had this too, like I said, in the business, where if I had a good idea, this is what I'm going to do. And now I know a guy who also details. I'm not going to tell him that idea, because if he does it, then what am I going to do?
Exactly.
Or if he does it better, but that's just an awful fear, because you're not confident in your abilities.
Mm-hmm.
If you know your idea is so good, give it away, and you will see if it's a good idea.
Exactly.
If it's a good idea, you will see it. It will grow the fruit.
Let the world have it. See what the world does with it.
So,
yeah.